give my wife a good laugh again.
Picture?
Yeah.
Well, did you tell a joke from
Not yet. I didn't have time. Okay. Good. That's how I could use that. I mean, give me a heter for that on Shabbos, you could do some.
Yeah, I was thinking if we can change our scuff up for sure just a little bit, then...
Yeah. Okay, we're very saying that's not... The pages were given out?
Yeah.
The Torah that we're learning from Rabbi Nassim is a Torah that we have to keep with us till 120. And for those who are here, Shabbos and Shiurim, this is all that I'm talking about these past few weeks. The Inyan of Haidah, the Avodah, of believing in Batzar Hachavtali. This morning I was talking about it in the Psukim, in the Pasuk of Lishu Asra Kivisi Asha, to Mechazak ourselves. To be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the difficult times and the good times, B'Hashem HaHaladava, B'Elokim HaHaladava. Because the only way that one can daven, and the only way that one can open oneself up to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you and I believe that He's our friend, that He's our Father, that He loves us. And the only way we could do that is by being misbinding, by thinking, by contemplating, by looking, by seeing all of the good that each and every one of us has in life, and how Am Yisrael has so much good. And we're talking about David HaMelech, and Nasa's talking about David HaMelech. It's mamish hard for us to understand. We're in the middle of page 386, is the number on the page. I don't know if you have that, but it's page 3 in the middle of the column, of the second column from the right, where it says, Milvad Mash Hashem Yisbarach Gomel Imo Toivos. It's around 15 lines up from the bottom. Milvad Mash Hashem Yisbarach Gomel Imo Toivos. It's almost impossible for us to believe such a thing. The David HaMelech's son was trying to kill him. David HaMelech's son, Avshalom, began a rebellion against his father. And in that, David HaMelech was able to say Mizmor LaDavid. He was able to sing, Bevarcha Mipnei Avshalom Beno. Hashem, Ma Rabbut Sarai, Rabbin Kom Malai. Rabbin Oimim Me'en Lenavshi Yishuas Salai B'Lakim Sela. How is David HaMelech able to daven? How is he able to bechlal, to get up in the morning, to wash negelos, to continue on? You know how you feel. I'm sure everyone has felt this. Only children don't, but any adult knows what it feels like when you feel that the whole world has fallen on you. You don't want to. You can't do anything. You can't think. You can't move. You don't want to daven. You can't do anything. And David HaMelech is belik, Hashem haladaver, belikim haladaver, and he keeps on screaming, Hashem marabu tzarai, I have tzaras. But the only way that he was able to keep that relationship going was because he didn't just look at the tzaras. In Hanami, he had tzaras. But even in the tzara, this is what we're learning, even in the terrible tzara that he was in, that his son was trying to kill him, even then, he saw the Yad Hashem, he saw the presence of Hashem, he saw the kindness of Hashem, he saw Hashem's love, even in that batzar, in that terrible tzara that he was in that place that he was in, hechavdali. As we learned at the end last week, that bro merachim al abba, that a son will have rachmanis on his father. Tonight we're going to take this sugya where Rabbi Nassim takes into the Indian of Yishmael and Esav. Levad ma Hashem isbarach gomli my tovus me oidei al kol eila hischel loymer mizmor laDavid. The rotzel lezamer lahoidus Hashem isbarach al kol hatovus ha'eil. You see, the problem with us is that when we're going through difficulties, that's all that we could see, and we get completely we get completely suffocated. We're choked by the tzaras. David HaMelech established a way of davening. And the way of davening is that for the person to step outside, to do whatever he's able to wrench himself away from the tzara for a moment, and to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about all that he's had in his life that he's grateful for. About everything that he has in his life that he's grateful for. And then, after singing, after the Mizmor LeDavid, then you could begin Hashem Marah B'Tzarai. You'll be alive. You'll be alive. And you'll feel that there's someone that loves you, and he does, and that cares about you, and that has been so kind to you. And in that context, you cry out to him and you ask for help. That's what David HaMelech taught us. When he began to thank Hashem, when he began to sing to Hashem, to thank Hashem, al hatoyves for all the good of his life, then what happens is, tekef nisrachiv libo, then instead of the heart being closed, instead of the heart that's shrinking and tight and shriveled up, instead, the heart begins to open. Nisrachiv libo. V'daito, his heart and his mind begins to open. V'oz davken niftach piv, and then his mouth is able to open as well. V'hischil spal, and he davens. V'litzai k'roi, and he screams to Hashem. He begs Hashem for help. Hashem, mo rabu tzari rabim kamalai, and so on. The Dovah Mach is crying about how much tzaros he had. And he's asking Hashem's Baruch to help him. V'gam kol ha-mizmo ha-lich b'derech zeh. Anybody that, all of us, we say Tehillim. The whole Tehillim is this way. The whole Tehillim is this. And Amlasan says, that's why it's called, in a minute, we're going to see, it's called Tehillim. It's not called, can you imagine, it would be terrible, it would be called Sefer Tzaras. Tzaras David HaMelech. Because there's a lot of Tzaras in Tehillim. A lot of Tzaras. It wouldn't sell as well. It would be called Tzaras David HaMelech. Can you imagine such a thing? Tzaras David HaMelech. There's a lot of Tzaras in Tehillim, but it's not called Tzaras, even though it's filled with Tzaras. And all Jewish Tzaras are in Tehillim. It's called Sefer Tehillim. Tehillim means, Tehillah means to praise, to give thanks. That's what it's called. Gam kolam mis mohel pa der zeh shaf a pish rab ut sarv rab kamlov at shrab mo im mkhulu shein lo tik ve khas shom. Now you remember it says in the capital that everybody's telling him that he has no hope in God, that he is fafal, that he's no good. Remember who all these rabbin, remember we learned last week, who the rab mo im, who all these people, it's not all these people inside of him. Generally a klal that when someone tells you that, as a rabbi I hear this all the time. You know, Jews always say to me, many people say this. Everybody told me this. So I always, I don't say to make the in my head is, I hope you have a refu and a yeshua. Whenever I hear that lashon, everybody is upset. Everybody is not. It means you're upset. Maybe it also means your sister-in-law or something. But anyway, not talking to her, so it's not a problem. So when a person... Everybody, what's Rabban Karmalai? Rabban Oim Lanavshi, Rabban Oim Lanavshi. Everybody's saying to me, whenever you hear that, it means by Zichalayim, Rabban. Everybody's saying to yourself, David HaMelech, inside of him, that dark part of David HaMelech. You know, he had a hard time, David HaMelech. His Yichus wasn't a good Yichus, you know that. I mean, Mitzarechet, of course, he was a Miuchus to Yehuda, but he had a Yichus that wasn't good. And the world of Moab, the world of Moab is a place of terrible anger and selfishness and terrible, terrible midas. That's where he came from. That's where he came from, David HaMelech. If you were making a shidduch, if we were making a shidduch with David, you wouldn't get to the third phone call already, you would pass it off. It would be by before, you would pass off the shidduch. It's not for me. So in himself, Ein Leitik V'chas Shal Machmas Oven De Bat Sheva, because of the mice that happened with Bat Sheva, Rabban Oimimlov, inside of his own heart, he felt that was it. He went over, he crossed over a line, and he was finished. And as we learned last week, he was thinking about running away and being an Oved of a Nazar. Aval Afa Pichain, he pulled himself back. Va'ata Hashem, Mogain Ba'adi. All of my life you looked out for me. All of my life you protected me, you helped me. Most of the kapitlach of Tehillim are like this. That's how we daven. Moidel Hashem's Baruch Elohava, to thank Hashem's Baruch for everything that I have in the past, everything you've done for me in the past, v'tsoyek alahaba, and to scream out and to beg for the future. And then it's so amazing. While David Melch is crying about the Tzar, so he begins by praising and thanking, and then he starts to cry and to beg. And in the middle of the crying and the begging, the next pasuk, again, he comes back, thank you, but he comes again. He says again, thank you, Hashem, for everything. He says, Poik, I am Betishkach, become Mizmor. Go look yourself, he says, until and you'll see. Shaholchim al derech at the top of the next column. Va'kenikras sifrei b'shem Tehillim. Therefore, the sefer is called Tehillim. Therefore, it's called Tehillim. Shuloshim Tehillah. Loshen Tehillah was a loshen of giving praise, of thanking. Loshen Tehillah v'ayda. Afal pishu roiv devarv heim tsa'okas gedoilus at chinus abakoshes. Even though if you look in Tehillah, most of Tehillah is screaming and begging and crying. Most of Tehillah. Asking. V'ach kol tsa'okas at chinaisav ha'yudavki b'derech mizma v'ayda. But all of his screaming, all of his crying, it's always wrapped in the It's always wrapped in that wrapping of thank you, I love you, and I know you haven't left me. It's always in that context. Like when you look in Eish Kodesh in the Pizetzna, he didn't scream. He wasn't crying and screaming and yelling and begging. The whole thing is screaming. What was going on over there before they were all killed? It was all screaming and crying and yelling and. But it was everything, every single time. It's in that context. Of Emuna and of Haidah, of Tehillah Lelokeinu. If you learn Ishtabchus and Nefesh, you know the whole Ishtabchus and Nefesh, the beginning, we're now in Pasha Shmois. So we're now going into Golos with Bnei Yisrael, the Bnei Yaakov into Golos. So you know that Eilish Shmois Bnei Yisrael HaBoim is the Sefer Tevis Tehillim, right? Because a Jew can't go into Golis unless he has his Tehillim. You can't go down to Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? Batzar. Mitzrayim is Tzar. Min HaMetzar. The Hirchavtali that a Jew has his Tehillim. Batzar Hirchavtali. Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisrael HaBoim is Tehillim. Because without Tehillim, a person doesn't know how. There's no opening to get out of Galus without Tehillim. Because David HaMelech showed us how to daven. Yadavka b'derech mizma v'haidah, tehillah v'shir v'nigin. Everything is with haidah, with tehillah, v'shir, v'nigin, with a song, a nigin. B'chol ha'esel l'shayin shal zimra, and if you look into them, all the 10 different ways of song, which correspond, like in Rabbi Nachman, we learned this years ago, the 10 pulses on the body, 10 places where there's a pulse. And Rabbi Nachman, that in here, the 10 nigunim, the Sipurei Maaseis, Rabbi Nachman, this whole, with the nigunim, it's very, very deeply connected to Tikkun HaKloli, those a little bit familiar with these in Yonan. There's a Tikkun HaKloli, Rabbi Nachman left such a thing in the world, that how a person could bring himself up from the lowest, lowest, most disgusting place, to bring himself up with the Kapilch Tehillim. To bring oneself back to life. See, in our generation, Rabbi Say, the main Indian in our generation, the main thing that our generation is suffering from is sadness, is depression, and depression, anxiety. It's not like in the past. The past, there was much more an Indian of philosophy and ideology, and even with certain things with taivas. The ikka now is that people just feel completely lifeless. They don't have any chiyus. They don't want to live. That's why people sleep so much. Bochum people, not just bochum, young men, women, but even sleeping and sleeping. There's no chiyus. It's no chiyus. The average person from 50, 60, 70 years ago, whatever he was doing, there was a certain chiyus. Of course, he always had something, but mostly people had a chiyus. It was leibedik. The ikar now is that people... No chiyus. I mean, there's no chiyus, then you have no strength to push away any of the darkness of your life. You just stay in bed, or you go to get some pills to artificially bring yourself back to life, to give yourself some feeling of being alive, but you're like in a daze because of all the medication. The whole generation is like on drugs. So everyone's walking around with stuff. Because of the atzlus, dika'on, mamish, depression. The ikar avayda now is the avayda of simcha, of haidon, of simcha, to be mesamech ourselves. When a person is besimcha, he can overcome anything in his life. Because he's alive. And calls man that a person is alive, he can fight. When a person is depressed, he has no chiyus, he can't fight against anything. That's why you see nowadays, all the time I have these conversations with young people, not just the older people like us, young people that can. No cheshek, they can't get out of bed or anything that comes their way, like a nisayin. This is a nisayin, like something that comes their way. Right away, they get flattened out. They can't deal with it. They can't handle it. They're finished. They can't go on. Because if you have no chiyus, then you have no energy. You can't fight against anything. If you have no kaychus, you're not alive. Used to be people were alive, so when you're alive, you could fight. But if you're not alive, without simcha, you're not alive without simcha. That's why you see that all the tzaddikim from the Talmid Baal Shem, the Arizal already, but the Talmid Baal Shem, all the hacking day and night, Rabbi Nachman, all he had simcha, 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 that's all. Simcha. The key to simcha is the avodah that we're learning now, the avodah of haida, of negina, of singing. Simcha, seeing the good in your life. A person has to spend, $200 for 45 minutes for somebody who doesn't even love him, to tell him that you have what to live for. It's not a rachmanis. It's not a rachmanis. Not that I don't want people to make money. I want they should make it off a guy, not off of Jews. But a person has to spend so much money that you go to a stranger to tell you that your life is okay, that you could, there's a reason for you to live. It's not a rachmanis. Because that's all everybody's trying to do. Most of my life, talking to Chevra, that's all I'm trying to do. With each person, trying to find a different Pesach to give a different hope for this person in his life and her life of why it's kedai, of why life is good, of why you have a good life, you have many good things in your life. It's kedai for you. You have so many brachas in your life. You have so many brachas in your life. Somebody says that somebody has a child, and I know there's so many children nowadays that they're having problems with school or something, and the person feels that they look at other people and they see that how come his children, her children, everybody is okay, and my kid, I got 25 tutors and resource rooms, and they're telling me they're going to take the kid out of the school, and I got to put the kid some other place. And you know how many people are challenging to have a child? They would take the child in a minute with the resource room, but you don't see what you have when you have the child. It's just like I have a kid, and the kid, to have a child. The bracha that is. And that the child is healthy. The child has challenges in Yonim. This is David HaMelech. With everything, it's called Sefer Tehillim. It's not called Sefer Tzaros and Shel Yisrael. And David HaMelech is called by us Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael. He is the one who sang the sweetest songs. That's David HaMelech. We have to talk about this so much. This is the main thing to talk about now. That's why Rabbi Nachman, the ten types of song that correspond to the intilim, that correspond to the tikkun kloli, that correspond to the 10 pulses that we have on the body, according to the Torah. Because only through negina and simcha and haida can a person have a pulse. Can a person have a pulse to be alive? You talk to somebody, the person's not alive. So then you could say the most beautiful chizik, but the person's not mischazik because he's not alive. You have to have somebody who's alive. Tovan HaMelech's inyan was to bring us back to life. It's the whole inyan of Tovan HaMelech is to bring us back. Tovan HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. It's the whole inyan of Tovan HaMelech is Chai V'Kayim. It's to give a Jew that Chiyas and that Kiyam and Golas. That's why Tehillim came with us into Golas. Chai V'Kayim is the Chiyas and the Kiyam of a Jew is Tehillim, is Tovan HaMelech. It's not just to say the Kapitlech. It's that way of thinking. It's that way of living. With all of his sorrows, nos and libo, he always, always gave thanks al ha'aver. And because of that, he was able to have the chiyas to scream, to yell, to beg. Lahaba for the future. That's the formula that Chazal gave us. You thank Hashem for everything in the past, and v'tzayik la'asid, and you cry out for the future. Now I mentioned this to you last week. Ozayin, we're up to Ozayin, and that's how we enter into Shabbos every week. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh established that all Jews should say before. Kabbalah, before davening mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, we should say the kapitel. Hoyd l'Hashem ki tov ki li'olam chazdei. As a bechinis mizma, hoydu sha'ime b'knis es Shabbos. Remember, the whole avodah of Shabbos is to take from the achdus ha'pasha, from our belief in Hashem that's clear on Shabbos, and the simcha of Shabbos, and to bring that into the 6 days of the week, because the 6 days of the week are the Pulas HaMishtanis. The 6 days of the week are days of Yogin Vanach, of sadness. And we have to bring Shabbos. And there in that kapitel, in the Mizmor Hoydah Sha'imah B'Knis HaShabbos Shemadabah Me'arbor Tzvichin L'Hoydahs, there David Malach is talking about the four people who have to have a special din to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have the Bench Gaimel, the four types of people. And those four, a person who was sick and got better, a person who went over the ocean and he safely, a person who crossed over the desert, and a person who was in jail and got out. That includes all the tzaras. Those four types. Here, Reb Nosson doesn't go into that over here. But it means all the tzaras that a person could possibly have. Those four include all the tzaras. Shekolo kol hatzaras sha'ivan ala adam shekulan klulan be'elu ha'arba. All the tzaras of life are included in these four categories. You have to understand what that means, crossing over an ocean. What does that mean? I'm not going to go into that now. Mm-hmm. And what does it mean, crossing over a desert? And what does it mean to be sick and to get out of bed? It has to do with what I was talking about before. And what does it mean to be in jail and to be able to get out of that habit, to be able to emerge from that addiction, from that habit that you were stuck in? That's getting out of jail. Well, it includes all the tzaris. Kamavu b'mokam acher. The ikar hu tzaris ha'nefesh. The ikar is not David Melech. The ikar that David Melech was talking about was not the physical jail and the physical hospital room. Of course, all of that. And the desert and the boat. But the ikar is tzaras ha'nefesh. He was talking about tzaras ha'nefesh. The emotional and the spiritual deserts, oceans, jails, and hospital rooms. Dina kol ha'aliyas v'yiridas sha'ayivan al kol adam. All of the aliyas and all of the yiridas that a person goes through in life. Mikotan v'ad gadol, from the time that we're children. V'ad gadol. And all through the years of growing up, especially now, children come out, don't have any time to be little children anymore. They don't have time to be children anymore. So from the time they're little, for a lot of the kids, from the second that the teacher wrote on the board, 1 + 1 = 2, that's when life started getting bad, you know? 1 + 1 = 2. So I published another, I had it with one of my grandchildren, so I was having a little problem with something with the myth. So I know I shouldn't have done this, but I said, you could be Maslech without it. That's like, my wife didn't, don't tell her, I said, my wife didn't hear that. I said, okay. So she's because I should say, like, you're saying, I hate myth, I hate it, I don't understand this. So I said, you could be, many things to be an Elchid, you don't understand this. So.
That'll help with allegiance.
Yeah. But you see such agmas nefesh. A little kid has such agmas nefesh. Like, she's just trying to figure out what words mean. And all of a sudden, and then what happens when you're done with the math, you think that you finally got it, and then it becomes X plus Y. And then it switches from numbers to letters. And everybody's, all the kids, they get so upset about it. What's the tachlis? The whole thing's not worth it. A person shouldn't be besimcha. To take away the simcha, children's simcha is taken by what? By narishkeit. By such narishkeit. I'm not against education. But if you think about it in pnimius, the fidas erka madrigosai, sha'kol kol b'mizma hazeh. Everything is in this kapitel tehillim. Everything. Kamuvim b'svarim, as it's explained in the svarim. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh himself spoke about it. We have from the Baal Shem Tov Torahs on that kapitel. V'al kol eilu atzaros begashim is v'ruchnis beguf v'nefesh tzvichin litzayk ma'oid ma'oid v'chol pam la'ashem esbar kol god of le'yosef. And it's good to scream out. It's good to cry. It's good to beg for help. Kamavur b'mizma zeh. That's what we see throughout the kapitel. V'yitz'aku la'ashem batzar lehem. Batzar lehem. They cried out to Hashem batzar lehem. But if you look in the chapter over there, Akkadim kol hatzaakos, but every time before and during the whole kapitel, kol before each, Makdim umasach tchila tekev baschalas hamiz, hoyd la Hashem ki toiv ki lo ilam chazda. Leido lo hidio lo hayres shekachu derech hatzaaka. Dor Malch is teaching us forever. This is the way to scream. Al kol hatzaros achmar latzlan, and all the tzaros achmar latzlan shabet tchila. Tekev tzvichin lahoydes l'Hashem al ha'ovim, always to begin. And in the middle, to thank Hashem for the past. Really is betuach shu yizbor shamea tfilas kol peh. And that way you'll feel a kesher. It'll be mechayi within you, that realization that he's always been with you. And he's there. And therefore you feel that your davening makes a difference. You feel that you might not get answered. But you, the way that you want, but you'll feel that your father's there and he's listening to you. The whole kapitel, but in the middle, it's always in the middle of everything. He stops every time. He screams and then he stops and says, because davke they bechinas hoyd l'Hashem bechinas toida shemivin gam beis sar alatayv. For all of you bring an offering of thanks, offering for all of the tovus of the past, and even as we learned, even in the difficult thing that you're in, there's also good. In the difficult thing, there's also good. You know, a person who has a tzara. You know what? There's the difference between a person who has a tzara. And he has a husband or a wife. What if a person isn't married and has a tzara? You know what that? What is that like? The loneliness of that? To be in a tzara by yourself? Or if a person has a dear friend, a close friend that you can pour your heart out to? And what if you don't? What if a person is a loner by himself, by herself? You know how grateful we have to be to have a wife, to have a husband, to have a dear friend, to have a sister or brother. Someone that you can go to and you can talk to and you can share your pain with. We take that for granted. Instead, to stop and to say, thank you that you gave me my wife, thank you you gave me my husband, thank you gave me my brother, you gave me my sister. I have someone that understands me, that cries with me, that I could talk to, that knows what I'm feeling. There are people that have Amish alone. That they don't have that at all. They walk around this world by themselves. There are people that are like that, Hashem Yirachem. In every yeshiva, you see, there's always a couple of chavra. When we were growing up, everywhere you go, with every place, there's always people like that. They're by themselves. So even in the tzorah, you know, how chavit is to have someone that you could talk to. Because then davka, you're able to cry out to Hashem. You're able to still speak to him. Else what happens to a person? If they don't have that, the usual response to tzorah is that's now in the world is a person just goes under the thing and puts the blanket over his face. Just slams the alarm, throws it on the floor, and puts the blanket over his face. There are people who sleep away the years. Young people that are sleeping all the time. They're just sleeping. And even when they're awake, they're walking around with these hoodies over their head. What do you think that means? I'm not talking when it's cold out. What is that inyan? It's a way of being under the blanket while you have to walk around. What are you supposed to do? You have to get up. You have to go around. But you still want to be under the blanket. Why are you wearing that thing around your head? What's the matter? It's not cold.
Or the talus all the way over.
Well, there's a way of davening like that. It's not all the time. But this new way of... these levushim came from most tzibrochne people. You know where these things came from. I have to explain where it came from. Where these clothing came from, the most tzibrochne. I'm not saying that to be critical of these people. I'm saying it's a rachmanis on them. But the tzibrochne mention. Tzibrochne people that they dress like that. And then you see Jewish children walking around like that, covering themselves up while they're awake, walking around with these hoods on. Even during davening to wear these... I'm not saying it always means something terrible. But if it doesn't, it means that they're copying something that's terrible. That's where it began. The shorish of it is a place of hopelessness, total hopelessness, complete hopelessness. That's where it comes from. It means people who don't want to get out of bed, but the lady's brave, they have to get out of bed. What are you going to do? So at some point they get out of bed, but they still try to take bed with them. Wherever they go, they're in bed. The way they talk, the way they look, they're in bed. And when they start to wake up a little bit, then they make sure to have a drink or to take a shot or to smoke a joint or something to get out of, not to be awake, because to be awake means to hurt. It hurts too much to be awake. It's not a few people like this. This is the Welt that we're living in.
They're dressed in pajamas.
With pajamas on.
Pajamas on the street that are falling down to the floor like a person who wouldn't. Even in his own, a person wouldn't even go like that in his own bathroom. But it's sad. They're human beings. They started off as beautiful little babies in a hospital. They started off as little babies. They had a chance. Hashem Shabbat gave their children, and they weren't given love. They weren't taken care of. And from the time that they're little, they have no hope. But this is spreading, not just, it's spreading outside of these neighborhoods. It's not anymore just a couple of blocks here and there. It's spreading all over. Jewish children walk around like this. It's mamish, a place of total yeyush, with no simcha. With no simcha sechayim, with no chiyus, not to be alive. And if you're not alive, then you have no inyan to daven. Say daven. You're gonna cry out that Hashem. You have no relationship with anybody. You lose your ability to relate to people, to God. A couple of lines up from that column. And then you daven to Hashem, and then you begin to see. That Hashem Shabbat takes you out of that sorrow. Once again, Dodama says, Yod Lashem Chazd and Fleshlo, Kiacharkach Yisku Lotzes Matsar Lagamre. Vas Bavada Yavi Utoida Bishlamus, karoi kiatoida, the offering of thanks, shemavin kshayotzen mehatzar, because it says v'yizbichu zivchei soida. In the chapter over there in Tehillim, to bring karbonis of thanks, kshayotzen mehatzar, that's the need of a karbon toda. Zebuchinish shashua ilam haba. So Rabbi Nachman says in this Torah, that Rabbi Nachman is going on this Torah, Rabbi Nachman says that shashua toida, to give thanks to Hashem, is shashua ilam haba, that's the main thing, that's what's going on in ilam haba. All of ilam haba, the shashuim of ilam haba is to sing to Hashem and to thank Hashem. We're going to see afterwards that the whole inyan, that's the whole inyan of Chanukah. Va'atoida va'ayda shamoid l'Hashem z'baruch l'ava gam yisar zeh b'chini shemamshichim ha'kedusha shel Shabbos shu'olam haba. So what do we do every week? We leave the 6 days of the week, hard l'Hashem ki tov, we leave and we enter into the world of Shabbos without kapitel. All those who daven nusach svard, according to the way the Baal Shem Tov was masakin to daven, was to say haidu, not to daven mincha on Friday early, so you can get yourself an extra half hour or something, whatever reason people daven mincha early on Friday. The daven mincha by Kabbalah Shabbos, not early. The daven mincha before Kabbalah Shabbos. And to say that kapitel, and to be able to go from Friday into the world of Shashum of Olam Haba, which is Shabbos, which is Simcha. And you're able, by that, you're able to take from Shabbos into Friday. You're able to bring Shabbos into Friday. You can't do that at 12 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. Shamshich makdush al shabbos shu'olam haba sh'oz bitl hatzaros. Because what's Shabbos? Shabbos is bitl hatzaros. Olam haba is bitl hatzaros. No more tzaros. L'toich yimei achol, to bring it into the 6 days of the week. So we come into Shabbos with David HaMelech. That's how we come into Shabbos with David HaMelech. With Hard L'Hashem Ki Tov. Those who say Shir Hashir, it's mamish unbelievable. If you say Shir Hashim also, Rabbi Nosson doesn't go into that right now. In other places, he does Shir Hashim, which is the Avod of Rabbi Akiva. Shir Hashim, to go into Shabbos with Shir Hashim, with David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, to go into Shabbos in such a way. And then when you leave Shabbos, you leave with David HaMelech with Malav Malka, with the Suda of David Malka Mashiach. Also, with singing. This way we connect Olam Haba, Shabbos, with Friday, which is the 6 days of the week, on that end. And on the other end, the Friday end is the fight against Yishmael, right? We spoke about that. That's Friday. Erev Shabbos is the Tumah of Yishmael. That's there. Shabbos is Friday. And then, let's say Shabbos, you have Dov Malka, Mashiach, you have Sudas Mava Malka, which is the fight against Esav. Esav is the Sunday. Esav is Sunday. That's Oysa Ish. That's the Indian of Christianity. It's Esav. David HaMelech is the only way to fight against Yishmael and to fight against Esav. So we're going to learn. David HaMelech is our weapon against Esav and Yishmael. Miyomen is small. From the right side of Shabbos, the right side is Yishmael. We learned that because the Indian of Yishmael is the son of Avraham Avinu, which is the right side. Umismol, the left side of Shabbos, is Sunday, which is Esav, which is Gvur, the Gvurus, the Psalus of the Gvurus of Yitzhak Avinu, which is Esav, which is Christianity. Miyomen Mismol, and we say Luchadar Yomen is small Tifraisi Ves Hashem Tairitsi. What do we say after that, Rabbi Isai? Al Yad Ish Ben Paritsi. Who's Ish Ben Paritsi? David HaMelech. David HaMelech. Aliyad Ish Ben Paritz. He's from Paritz. Aliyad Mishia. No. The Omnis Small Tifreitzi was the Shem Tairitzi. Aliyad Ish Ben Paritz. Nismacha v'nagila. Nismacha v'nagila. That's the whole Kabbalah Shabbos. Yomen is small tifreitzi. Bez Hashem ta'aritzi. Ayad ish ben paritzi. David HaMelech. That's the only way to fight against Yishmael and Esav. It was by Simcha. It was with Simcha, with Taida, with Haida. That's the only way to fight. Ayad ish ben paritzi. Shabbos is a bit latzaros. Matoichi me'achol. So we bring that into Friday, and then we bring it into Sunday. Shoylem hazeh, shu yimei tzarek anal. Shoylem hazeh mitzad atzmai, mole tzaris of yigoynes. Because Olam Hazeh on its own, without this, without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Hazeh is mitzad atzmo, is mole tzaris of yigoynes. It's filled with tzaris of yigoynes. It's filled with different with stuff, with bad stuff. Rachman Lassan Kanal. Avel Hashem is Baruch Marchiv Yimanu, Gam Be'ez Tzara, but Hashem is Marchiv with us. He expands and opens up a place for each person and for Am Yisrael. Gam Be'ez Tzara, even in the midst of the Tzara. The Garbin Lemon of Tovis Niflos V'Nitzchiyos. And he shows us Tovis, Niflos, wondrous, V'Nitzchiyos, eternal. Gam Be'zeh Ha'olam, even in this world. Therefore, we are chayiv to give thanks to him. Gam be'es tzar. Zo b'chinis hamshach has kedusha Shabbos li me'achal kanal. Like they said, davka zoich and litzak la'Hashem esbarach, and davka through that, we're able to ask Hashem for what we need. Or else you're not alive, and you don't cry, you don't ask for anything. You just lie there. You see, there are people that they don't go to shul on Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of coming back to life. There are Orthodox Jews now that they stay in bed. They don't go to shul. When I was a kid, when I was a kid growing up, ever such a thing that a Jew didn't go to shul three times a day on Shabbos. I have to say, kids tell me that the father doesn't go to shul. Goes like Friday night or something, goes a little bit Shabbos. Won't go to shul. I'm not even talking about if there's a drop of rain or snow or something like that. Stop. It doesn't go to shul and shabbos. Well, he shows up for a few minutes, but a lot of people, the bechlal, don't go. In other words, they're not taking advantage of Shabbos. They're not living Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos is awesome. Lap in bed, stay, sleep late on Shabbos, and just daven at home a little bit to say a few words. Shabbos, bechlal, don't go to shul. That's why they like to live in neighborhoods with a lot of shuls, you understand? People like that can't live out of town. Because if you live out of town, there's only one shul in that place. Then there's always a cheshbon. If you're not in shul, so you can't say, oh, I daven mincha. You didn't daven mincha anyway, you daven in your house. But if you live in a neighborhood with a lot of shuls, it's a machaya, no? So it's such a machaya. Because figure the rabbi's thinking, you probably daven somewhere else. But the Baruch Shalom knows he didn't daven anywhere. You daven by the kosel. By the kosel in your living room, you daven. Not in Yerushalayim, by the wall.
If that.
But even on Shabbos, there's no chiyas. It's like a lack of drive, of motivation, not to be alive. Not to go to shul on Shabbos, from people. Well, it's about during the week not to go to shul. On Shabbos, not to go to shul. Not to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Every Shabbos morning, I'm here early, and there's Hashgam, and you have boys that come, Yeshiva Bachim, that come here. They don't go for a minute, they don't come to Daven. They can't be in the Daven. They just hang out in the hallway. I think their parents think that they're Davening or something. They want to Daven early, because they don't want to Daven in the later minute, because later minute is long, and it takes a long time, and it's singing, so they want to go to the Hashgam. They're not davening. And I'm not saying the B'tayr is tiny. It's sad. It's sad. It's kind of Shabbos, it's kind of davening. And you see on them such a depression on the face. Sit around like with a sitter on the lap, like sitting here schmoozing for 2 hours, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes sitting and schmoozing with a sitter on the lap. This is what we're struggling with. Because we're waiting for you to open up a yeshiva that's called Yeshiva Shel Simcha. It's for someone to open up a yeshiva, but the yeshiva is a yeshiva of Simcha. But the whole avoid is an avoid of Simcha. A And those and the boys in that yeshiva, they don't stop davening. They don't stop learning. Simcha, huh? Chedva is a good. It's one of the lashonis of simcha. Good. That means you're paying for it, Chedva. If you want your name on the building, you got to pay for it. That's a dedication. We'll accept that.
I'll keep davening and I'll keep working.
You should be able to afford to give to a lot of Jews. But if you have a yeshiva that's filled with simcha, if there's a yeshiva that's filled with simcha, then the bochum would learn and they would daven. There are people that are trying to do that. There are some people that are trying to do that, but they're considered to be very unconventional, and therefore they're usually near dafim. They usually are tormented by the establishment, such people. They're tormented by the establishment, by the kingdom of sadness. The establishment is the kingdom of sadness. You die.
Everyone invited to all Yitzhak for a
Okay, there's a happy place in Yerushalayim, but it's not year-round, but you can get started.
Not yet.
It's the Ben Azmanim, okay, in Yerushalayim. That's an invitation. The yeshiva of Simcha. That's a happy place over there. It's a yeshiva of Simcha. There, in a yeshiva of Simcha, there everything is with davening and everything's with singing and everything's with everything I'm saying now. If someone from the Malchus of Sadness would hear me talk, they would say that this guy's totally, totally insane. And it's all fluff, and it's narishkeit, and you can't have such a thing, and who wants such a thing, and then we have to, what are we going to have, social workers, and then what kind of curriculum are you going to make, and it's a finished institution. Finished. No simcha. Simcha's cancelled. That's what it is. We're living in the Malchus of Asvis, in the kingdom of sadness. Children are not able to be children. The teachers are angry. The children are depressed. It's not a new thing, but before Mashiach comes, when the inyan of the akiv of the heel and the snake biting the heel, the snake is atzvus and atzlus. That's the snake, and the heel is the time we're living in right now, and the bite of the snake is what we were learning all the last 2 years. The bite of the snake is that bite of atzvus, of sadness. It's that bite that has made this generation the ache of it is not able, the ache of that doesn't feel anything, the heel that doesn't feel anything, that there's no chias, there's no life. The poison of the snake by the ache of tishufenu ata tishufenu ache of this, the bite of the snake in Bereishis is by the heel. And by Yaakov Avinu, that ache of the ikvus of the Mashiach is that not to feel that even children are not happy, even children are not happy. And there's an old friend of mine that we grew up together. We went someplace last week to go. It was such a hana that I had. We went someplace to eat together. We got a chance to schmooze. He came in from Eretz Yisrael, and we went to a restaurant together. And I haven't been in a restaurant in a long time. And I was looking around. So there were parents that were coming with their children. Rabbi Isai, I'm not exaggerating, over 90% of the Olam, they were on their phones. And I said to my friend, I said, look, do you see what's going on? Look what's going on. This is like Sunday night out with the family. The kids are doing stuff with games or looking at their things, and their father's on his thing, the mother's on his thing. I said, look at the whole place. It's the kingdom of sadness. The kingdom mamish malchus ha'atzus. Betach she's a bricha. And it said, you see the whole place, children. And they think that they're taking the kids out for dinner. And we're having like this family time. What kind of family time? There was this one kid that while he was eating, he was holding with his hand. He was trying to do it. He was doing stuff like, I don't know, like this, and he was eating. The father doesn't talk to the mother. The mother doesn't talk. I saw sitting across two little, cute little blonde kids, sitting across two blonde boys sitting like this, and mommy and daddy. Nothing. Nobody's talking to anybody. It's like Yosef and his brothers. Everybody looks beautiful. Nobody's talking. Nothing. Nobody's talking.
No, they were all texting each other.
Yeah. It could be. They were texting each other. Yeah. No, nobody's talking to each other. So how could there be simcha in such a malchus? What kind of simcha could there be? What kind of a life is this to live like this? But children are growing up like that. And they count this as the night out. They're counting it as the night out. And the parents, and the therapist is going to say 5-6 years later, because this kid is like this and kids like that. So the parents are going to say, we used to go every Sunday night. We went, yeah. Every Sunday night. We had family time every Sunday night. It was family time. When we were growing up, not in my house, because the television was very, very limited in my house, at least when my father was around. When he wasn't around, we do his. But by television, there was at least a commercial, you know? So it was a commercial you could turn and say, you're my mother, right, Ma? By commercial. Nice to see you. But this stuff, there's no commercials. This just goes. Phew. You just keep on going.
It's also 24/7. The TV all used the to time. Go off.
Yeah, there was a time you just come on. Then you throw your slipper at the television. Like it was 3 in the morning. After you saw all the, like the Twilight Zone reruns. Everything was finished, and then it would come on that thing. And it was done. Television was done for the night.
We had 2 channels, and they went up at 11 o'clock.
I lived in Eretz Yisrael when I was a kid, and there was only a few hours, maybe 2 hours of television. When I lived there, maybe 2 hours of.
Five.
We used to watch. The
just a, there were a few hours.
We used to watch the Jordan one.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know. Sure. But in Eretz Yisrael, when I lived in Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't one fat Israeli kid. There was no such thing as a fat kid. Everybody was in shape. Everybody was skinny. On the bicycle, in the park, at the beach, running, playing, jumping. Children were children. They were children. Now, every study is showing the obesity, especially in America. Little children, they're sick with being overweight. And then when it happens to girls, then with a girl, it's such a complicated thing with their image. And with the boys also, and it causes all kinds of sorrows. It's all from this inyan of terrible sadness. Just finish this paragraph. That's why we say this Kippur Tehillim when we come into Shabbos. Because we're trying to put an end to the 6 days of the week early, to stop Friday, to stop the 6 days of the week. That momentum of depression, the momentum of sadness, and so on. Kadesh yuchlulu kol sheisa simei achol b'kedusha Shabbos, to bring all the days of the week into Shabbos. Al ken oimim zeh amizma hoidu shu arbet tzrichin hoidu shu b'chinas zois b'chinas hamshachas kedusha Shabbos simei achol vatl ha'atzvus v'atzah simei achol b'chinas b'yitzov and tachlan, because the 6 days of the week are b'yitzov and tachlan. Hashem told Abraham Chavon, they were kicked out of Gan Eden, now you're going to eat b'yitzov and sadness, everything is sadness. The 6 days of the week is when he kicked out of Gan Eden. That's the 6 days of the week is outside of Gan Eden. Sadness. Lahamshech alem kedushas v'simchas Shabbos b'chinas oilam haba. To be mamshech kedushas Shabbos and oilam haba. Shubchinas toidev v'haydoa kanal. It was that it used to be that every single Jew had Malava Malka. It's Motzei Shabbos now. Make a cheshbon who had Malava, didn't have Malava Malka. He used to have a Malava Malka. I always say, I don't mean going out to a restaurant. To have Malava Malka, to light a candle and to say Askinu Sudasa and to sing B'maitzah Yom Menucha and to have the Jews to have a Malava Malka. No, because right away to go back in the Yogur Vanoch and to throw David Melech away after Shabbos, there's no David Melech. If there's no David Melech after Shabbos, then there's no way out of that Malchus of sadness. וכל זו נזורך לדי מחנק הקדושם, שאני מהדוש, אז ממשיך עם קדושה ושמחה של שבס, לשש מהחוק, אז חנק זה יותר, that happens דווקא during the week, in the darkest time of the year, in the coldest time of the year. כמובן בהתאר כאן ההנאל, so then from next week, next month שבס, we're going to begin with the Indian of Lysachos, בשור וחמור, יחתו, which is the Indian of Asif in Yishmael. Good work. Can I have a pen for a second? A pen.
What? It's that.